Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. On Harmonia this week, we explore the music of 18th century Scotland as we look at composers James Oswald, Thomas Erskine, and Robert McIntosh. Love songs, strathspeys, and reels are on the menu. We'll also listen to a new release by the Clare College Choir and Freiburg Baroque Orchestra.
Thank you.
a rousing medley of Scottish songs and dances from the 18th century performed by Scotland's own Concerto Caledonia. If I were to ask you whether or not you'd ever heard of the Caledonian Pocket Companion, you'd probably shake your head. For that matter, if I asked, were you familiar with the Scotsman James Oswald, you'd probably do the same. He happens to have been a very prolific composer who made his claim to fame with that very companion. When you look for the most successful Scottish composer from the 18th century, you inevitably run into him. The companion itself was a large collection of both recycled and newly composed Scottish tunes.
Thank you.
We heard four Scottish pieces from the 18th century, St. Martin's Churchyard, The Mutual Kiss, She Rose and Let Me In, and Three Sheepskins. They were performed by Push de Baroque, Concerto Caledonia, and Chatham Baroque. All of them were composed by James Oswald. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to the music of Scotland from the 18th century. Scotland's golden age of fiddling happens to coincide with the latter half of the 18th century, and some of its most popular music was dance music. Nobody could resist a good reel. Here are an air and two reels played by Concerto Caledonia. A foot-stomping medley by the Scotsman Robert McIntosh. Concerto Caledonia, led by David McGuinness, performed an air and two reels, one belonging to a Miss Burnett of Monboddo, and the other to Mrs. Richard Walpole. Recycling, it seems, was not just a 20th-century concept. Some Scottish tunes were good enough to use over and over, like The Broom of Crowdenowes.
Me. Cheered me on.
We've just heard two versions of The Broom of Crowdenows. The first was a vocal setting by Robert Bremner, the second an ornate take on the original for two violins and continuo by the well-known Francesco Gemignani. Both were performed by Concerto Caledonia. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to music from Scotland's font of 18th century songs and dances. The music coming out of Scotland didn't always consist of reels and love songs. Thomas Erskine, the 6th Earl of Kelly, composed symphonies and sonatas. He was also a proficient violinist who was given the nickname Fiddler Tam. We'll hear his overture in C major. Thank you. We heard a classical overture composed by the 6th Earl of Kelly, Thomas Erskine, performed by Concerto Caledonia. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to traditional music from 18th century Scotland. Since we've already heard music by the Earl of Kelly, we'll stay with that title as we look at a Mabel, a Daniel, a Castle, and a Captain, all Kellys.
Thank you.
A Scottish medley on the name Kelly. We heard Concerto Caledonia perform Lord Kelly's Reel, and before that, Chatham Baroque and guest flutist Chris Norman performed Mild Mabel Kelly, Daniel Kelly, Castle Kelly, and Captain Kelly. Our new release this week features a familiar work, a new interpretation of Handel's Messiah by the Clare College Choir and Freiburg Baroque Orchestra. We'll hear Patricia Barden as soloist in Behold, a Virgin Shall Conceive and O Thou That Tellest.
Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name.
The glory of the Lord is risen.
Music from Handel's Messiah from a new recording on Harmonia Mundi by Clare College Choir and Freiburg Baroque Orchestra, directed by René Jacobs. The alto soloist was Patricia Barden. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information at harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz, available for download at wfiu.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blackley McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.